Visitors to the Chapel of St. John of Nepomuk on Jungmann Square in Prague will find an exhibit featuring the Faces of Havana, as they are called. Photographer Helena Vilsonova's images were captured in Cuba during a 10-day visit in March 1995, and they will be on display in Prague until May the 5th. I recently met with Helena Vilsonova in the Chapel Gallery to talk about her career as a photographer, and I began by asking her why she went to Cuba in March 1995.
My Czech friend, who was living at the time in Canada, went with her friend to Havana to work for 2 years. And I had a chance to talk with her, and she told me many very interesting things about Havana. So I always had a desire to go there, not to some recreational spot by the sea, but to see real people in Havana.
Tell me a little bit about what your impressions were of Havana and its citizens.
Well, I knew that it was totalitarian regime, so I expected something before I went. But of course, it surpassed my expectation, because I lived till 77 at that time in socialist Czechoslovakia, and I left to Canada at 77. So I knew the feelings, how people behave and all that stuff. But in Cuba, I think 95 was very hard, economically hard year. And well, whole thing made me feel like a socialism in the last stage of decay, or, you know, that I saw that it cannot last longer, because to see nothing in the stores, people obviously had a lack of protein, right? You see that lethargy and that kind of behavior. Basically, they had lack of not only food, but basic stuff like toilet paper, envelopes, gas, cement. You could see that the buildings were crumbling down because there was not a bag of cement. And that's not fun. So I try to capture that kind of marasm, you know. And I was so sorry for people.
Did you make contacts in Havana in 1995 that you've maintained?
Well, I don't know Spanish, you see. So I tried, of course, to make contact with local people. I was dependent on a couple of artists. One of them knew English. So through him, he took me to his friends and to his large family who lived in the old city of Havana. And the conditions were, for me, shocking. I was so sorry for people. And so I, of course, I sent all of them the photos I made, but I didn't write him because I thought it might be even dangerous for him to write. So I said just hello through my mutual friends.
I want to ask you about one of the portraits in particular. I've had a look at your work, and there's one very striking picture of an older man holding a cutting knife. And behind him, there's a portrait of Che Guevara on the wall. Could you tell me something about this man? Who is he, and how did you meet him?
Well, he was one of the artists who took me around. He's a wood carver. And yeah, his face was something I could not get over, like the wrinkles, and it's all the history. He's a black Cuban, right? All the history was written in his face, you know.
How old is he, do you know?
I have no idea, but because he knew English, so I believe he learned English before Castro got to power.
I want to ask you also a little bit about your career as a photographer.
Well, first, I think the choice of my profession, I never regret, and I think it made my life very interesting. So I was trained as a photographer, like a classical discipline, with large cameras.
Here in Prague?
Yeah, here in Prague at the graphical school in Helichova Street, and later I taught there, but before that I was employed in Institute of Archaeology and some folk art institute, and then I went to teach. So I taught for 9 years and I really enjoyed it. And then I went freelancing after 75, because I married a Canadian citizen in 72, and also I joined a group of Charter 77 movement people. I didn't sign it, but we were in that circle of people. So I just left teaching because it was a kind of double life for me, and I just could not take it.
Did they harass you because of your social circle?
No, before 77 they didn't, no. I was a part of the underground cultural scene. I belong to a group of unconventional artists who could not exhibit at the time, and also I did take photos of the underground concerts, rock concerts. My former husband used to sing with plastic people. I probably, you know them. So that activity, of course, I could get into trouble, but I guess we were both followed, of course, but they didn't harass us, because I think that was because of Paul being a Canadian citizen. So they just expelled him in 77. And that was it.
You immigrated to Canada in 1977 or 1978, respectively. Did you continue with your photography there?
Yeah. Well, I had to make my living. My husband was translating, and as you know, the translating job is not very well paid. So our son was born in August 78. And I remember when he was 3 months old, I had him in the snuggly, and my portfolio, and I went around Yorkville, Toronto galleries, and offered my work. And it was the women, mainly, the directors of the galleries, who gave me the work.
You found a special niche in Canadian photography. It's one of the first things I discovered, that you spent time in Native Indian reservations. What were the tribes of your focus, and what were some of the most interesting things you saw?
Well, I specialized on taking photos of the art, because I had a small child, so I could not really travel too much outside Toronto. And I actually found a niche where I could make money this way. And I liked it very much, because I don't relate to commercial photography, but with the artists and the gallery owners, that was where I enjoyed working. So through Arts Canada magazine, the Indians found me. Director of the Woodland Indian Center from Brantford came one day to my house and asked me to take black and white photos of the sculptures, actually, from the Six Nations Reserve. When I met those Indian artists, I saw that they are very interesting people. And very soon I realized that they were leaders in their cultural renewal.
If you had to choose another theme that you would explore through the lens here in the Czech Republic, what do you think you would focus on?
The type of photography I really like to do for myself is, we call it here, a social photography. I incline to take photos of the unprivileged people. And of course the artists, unconventional artists, so-called culture underground during the totalitarian times, were underprivileged people. I haven't thought of it at the time, but now when you ask the question, that's my aim, actually, unconscious aim. Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Helena.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time as well.